happened to Old Glory. She no longer proudly waved, debased, rejected, and forsaken. In my recollections of early childhood, I can still remember how proud I was made when at school I should happen to be chose to lower our flag at twilight from where it waved. Now be careful, a teacher would say, don't let one inch of Old Glory touch the ground. But my, hot times have changed now, for lately I've seen it burned, tattered, and abused all around. Last night in a dream, I saw a battlefield somewhere across the wide blue sea, and the pitiful bodies of war's ravages were scattered and torn all around me. Lying side by side as if they were brothers were the bodies of two young men, their faces towards the sky. One was white, one was black, but up above them, Old Glory still waved high. While over here, another man lay in a beautiful casket that was made to last. And all around our nation, Old Glory flew at half mast. Now, the thing I can't understand about all this is while he was a hero of legend and story, as below Old Glory at half-mast he lay, all around this nation, his followers were busy burning Old Glory. And standing right next to them were brave policemen. But let's not start to blame them, for the fact remains, these stalwart purveyors of law and order, they had both hands and feet bound by political chains. When they buried this man under Old Glory at half-mast, almost every politician seeking high office was there. And across the sea, our boys still fought and died. And the terrible emptiness around the peace table was signified by the chairs that were still bare. Take off the political chains that bind our police. Forget the greed in your hearts, for this can't last. And when they bring home the broken bodies of our brave men, then fly proud, Old Glory, at half-mast.